Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4-3, the tally in the shootout. DeShelio at the top of the box, offset left, strides up the ball, strikes it, scores! And Juventus has won the 2018 MLS All-Star Game 5-3 in penalty.
Mike Honey on 92 on the game last night. Juventus, the Italian powerhouse, wins on penalty kicks after a 1-1 draw in regulation to win the Major League All-Star Game. But guess what? Ain't nobody going to remember they won.
No, not really. But I will remember. I'll tell you what I will remember. Brad Guzan, with the IFB in his ear, you know, trying to go next level with the broadcast and, you know, bring you inside the game a little bit. And when he gave up that only goal that he gave up, well, the goal he gave up during regulation, he pulled that IFB out. I was like, man, you know what? I'm tired of this. And they kept going to him because Taylor 12 and them kept asking, hey, Brad, how's it going down there? And he's trying to, like, in the beginning of the match, he's trying to be cool about it and, you know, participate and everything. But as it went on and it started to get a little bit more intense, he was not paying attention to them because they were asking questions. Hey, Brad, what's going on out there on the pitch? And he's trying to, you know, get his teammates right and everything. And when he gave up that goal, it was a wrap for that earpiece. It was a wrap.
It was kind of cool. It was like, obviously, they kind of got, I think they kind of stole that from the baseball All-Star Game. But
no, yeah, but it was next level. But it's like for them, I'm thinking, I'm like, dang, I just talked to the dude earlier today, and it's hard to stay focused. And he said how hard it is to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thinking, like, damn, he really on his game if he can do all that talking and be in the game. And when he gave up that goal, it was like, no, this is enough of this. It was a wrap for that.
Well, you know, Atlanta showed out last night. The record crowd, a record crowd for an MLS All-Star game, I think second biggest All-Star crowd in American sports history. The team showed out as well in this 1-1. Remember, Juventus, of course, with Ronaldo. But Juventus had most of its stars there, by the way. This was not the B team that they had promised. There were a lot of Juventus' stars in this game because they didn't want to lose and be embarrassed, so they played a lot of their big stars. But, boy, did Atlanta United play well. Atlanta United played well. It made me wonder, what could Atlanta United do against Juventus? Uh-huh, right?
You mean the MLS All-Stars? Are you talking about the Atlanta United players that were on the pitch?
Yes, the Atlanta United players on the pitch played very well.
Okay.
And so well that it makes me wonder what Atlanta United itself would do against Juventus.
Well, I will say this. When I was watching
Juventus is better, but
the still. Communication mm-hmm. between Brad Guzan and his players, you could tell that was there. And Miguel Almiron and Joseph Martinez, they seemed like they were on the same page for the most part on the pitch.
All right, a couple more highlights here. Guzan gave up the goal, but Goo had some moments to celebrate too.
And Favilli wins the ball. Now it's sent down to the far corner where Bernadeschi gets on it. Bernadeschi to the right side of the 18, into the box, a shot, what a save by Guzan.
By the way, when I say he gave up a goal, he had no chance on that goal. It was a beautiful header.
He was in a bad spot.
Well, I'm not sure any goal in the world says that. I mean, it was just well done by Juventus. So it's 1-0 Juventus, and in the 27th minute, the MLS All-Stars get their lone goal, and guess who got it?
Here's the service again coming from the left wing. Towards the top of the arc, Martinez with a header back to the spot, and it's driven towards goal, saved by Chesney, loose on the line, Martinez hits it in! Joseph Martinez scores in the All-Star Game!
And the stock of Joseph Martinez rises again. He is the game's MVP, and I got to tell you, Hugh, watching that, I was like, how did he score that? Because the ball, it's like a great save by the keeper. It goes to one side. There's one header. It bounces in the air. It somehow bounces across the goal line. There are two Juventus players standing at the post. Joseph Martinez has to miss head number one, head number two, and the post, and head it in,
was on the ground. I think the goalie was on the ground, or somebody was on the ground, and he just came in with a header. The biggest thing was Johnny just never gave up on the play.
Mm-hmm.
He never gave up on the play, and he was still heads up. And he was heads up, literally. put his head up and knocked it in.
After the game, a couple of it. By the way, just before we get to Guzan and Parkhurst here, Guzan had really nice moments. Joseph was the MVP, and not just in the goal. One of the things I loved about Joseph Martinez last night was that he was running over people. I don't know if anybody noticed that out there. I mean, Wendy, you were at the game. I mean, did you see? There had to have been a lot of excitement, but Joseph was just he barrel rolled a couple of the. Joseph took this for real. He was playing.
So when Miguel Almirón was playing with Joseph for most of the at least the first half, I mean, both of them were playing so incredibly hard. That's why it made me wonder if Atlanta United had all their players on the field, what could they have done? It was amazing. So, yeah, it was cool to see it. And I know there was a ton of Atlanta United fans there who were really excited when he scored as well.
Brad Guzan, after the game, talking about what this meant for MLS.
I think it speaks volumes. I think it shows where MLS is. We by no means were out of our league. The quality's there. The tempo of the game was there. Like I said, it was a proper game.
And then Michael Parkhurst, of course, Atlanta United captain. Parkhurst had some nice moments. Barco, back on the field, had a couple of nice moments. Matter of fact, Ezequiel Barco almost won it for Major League Soccer with a rocket shot that was a phenomenal save by Juventus. Here's what Parkhurst said about the coaching of the All-Star coach, Atlanta United head coach Tata Martino.
He put a game plan out there. He asked us to compete and compete hard. No one was going to really play too much, so he wanted us to go hard. And I think the guys did that. We wanted to come out here and put on a good performance, put on a good show, and I think that was mission accomplished.
Yeah, one of the great things about last night, Hugh, is that there was no doubt on that field who the All-Stars of the MLS All-Stars were. It was Atlanta United, and you saw the incredible speed of Miggy Almirón. Miggy Almirón may have made himself millions of dollars last night.
Talking about as far as endorsements and everything?
No, I'm talking about clubs in Europe going, we want him now.
Yeah, definitely. They were talking about that last night, too, because I think it was Davies, the young man from, I can't remember which club he was at, but his
Vancouver.
Transfer fee. Where?
Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver, like $15 million, $14 million or something for his transfer fees. And they were talking about how that's going to make it more like this farm system over here in America. How we're going to benefit from that, from the transfer fees being so high for him.
And one of the nice things is, you say, and you're right, the farm system here in America. But maybe that farm system doesn't exist for very long because here's the thing. If you just kind of Google FIFA World Club Rankings, okay, there'll be a couple of places that do rank literally 2,000 clubs, soccer clubs in the world from 1 to 2,000, sort of like a power ranking, all right? And if you have like Real Madrid or FC Barcelona or whoever they have at number one, Juventus is either number two or number three or number four in the world, all right? To get to Atlanta United, you have to go down to the 200s in one case, down to the 500s in another case. That's what they think of Major League Soccer, all right? They think of Major League Soccer, put it in these terms. If Juventus is, the Oklahoma, if Juventus is something like, they're a Clemson, right? Of college football. Then one says that Atlanta United is like Kennesaw State, and another says Atlanta United is like an NAI school in Ohio. Okay?
Hold up now. Hold up. I'm taking shots. John Freaky. It's NCAA now with Division II.
Okay.
Back up off now.
I wondered if you'd catch that. How would you have a Central State affair against Clemson?
Oh, yeah. It would have been no good.
No, it would have been no good.
It would have been a black. We'd have got beat down.
Right. But the point is that I think Atlanta United's stock rose appreciably last night. I think there are people on the World Stage going, hey, you know what, this Major League Soccer, maybe they're better than we think they are.
You know what it is? I think the city of Atlanta has gotten respect from the soccer world because even Taylor Twellman talked about how he had reservations. And him and Arthur Blank chopped it up during the match, talked about how he had reservations about soccer coming to Atlanta.
Right.
And how big it has been in the city of Atlanta. And just to see that many people there, man, and just to see it on display like that, it made me feel pretty good. It made me feel really good that it was like that. And then they had Waka Flocka Flame up there in the booth with Taylor Twellman and the other guy.
Well, Waka Flocka is everywhere. He's like with the Falcons. He's like with he doesn't shy away from anything, does he?
Well, he said he's a soccer fan. He's a soccer fan.
He said he pounded the spike at one point, didn't he? I think so.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that.
He did,
but. It's a lot of celebrities that are Atlanta United fans. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them come to the games. It's the place to be, man. It really is.
And, boy, you know, I mean, I wasn't going
to
say.
Hard to get a ticket.
It's hard to get a ticket. I wasn't really overly concerned that Atlanta was going to put on a show for the world stage because this was really for, you know, for MLS to make a statement, but there's also something about Atlanta making a statement, Atlanta United making a statement, this about the World Cup coming in 2026. I don't think there's any doubt about the World Cup getting a semifinal. I want to see who, you know, anybody out there disagrees with me. You can certainly, you can shoot me a tweet at John Fricke. But I got to say that, to me, there is no doubt that we Atlanta, last night secured at least a semifinal game for the 2026 World
Cup. I would agree. I think the president of MLS was there last night, too, he was talking about how they're talking about expanding the league. And you cannot deny the popularity of soccer in the city of Atlanta. You can't deny it. With everybody trying to do these little charts and everything, look at the, you know, pie charts to see how well the team is going to do, and that's what they're strategically trying to do now. They're trying to figure out where to put the next two teams because they want balance.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about having balance in the league, but they hit the nail on the head with the team here in Atlanta.
You see, I'll show you, and by the way, Atlanta's a bad sports town, isn't it? I'll show you how small a thing that I can nitpick from last night. And Wendy, you were in the stadium, so you would know on TV. Okay, the pregame fireworks created smoke inside the stadium, which gave it a weird haze. That's the biggest negative I saw. I mean, they got to be able to figure out. They couldn't open the roof to let the smoke go out. That was the problem because of the rain, right?
I mean, it was torrential downpour just before the game started last night, so everyone was pretty much already in. But, yeah, they couldn't open the roof, obviously, because of the rain. But, yeah, you could notice the haze right away. But I wish it were more like an Atlanta United game. I wish they would have let the supporter groups have their section. I think it would have made the match that much more exciting, but it also gives an appreciation to the matches that we do have here and how grateful we should be for the supporter groups and the kind of energy that we bring to games.
And by the way, very good news in some regards. Not only do the Atlanta United players show out and play extremely well. I mean, Miggy Almiron had a great game. Joseph Martinez was MVP. Barco played well, which is good, and he got back in the field. Guzan and Parker, they all played well. They all played great. Is that all of them played less, or, well, in Guzan's case, he played a half, but Hugh, the rest of them played 30 minutes or less, which means they didn't stretch their legs, and we got a big game against Toronto on Saturday.
Yeah, they weren't all beat up. They weren't exhausted.
Only played less than half the game, played only about a third of the game, which is good. I'm glad that was the case. But congratulations to Arthur Blank, to Darren Eels, to everybody that was involved with Atlanta United in putting this on, to all of you at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The nation of the world, if they weren't aware of what we do here in Atlanta, very well done, extremely well done, and you should be proud of yourselves this morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.